I'll be reading from Mark chapter 12, starting in verse 41. And he, meaning Jesus, sat down opposite of the treasury and began observing how the multitude were putting money into the treasury. And many rich people were putting in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amounted to a cent. And calling his disciples to him, he said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury, for they all put in out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned and all she lived on." Jesus, sitting here in the temple, observing the people bringing in their offerings, knew you can learn a lot about people by how they give and what they give. Jesus knew there was a direct correlation between the heart and our giving. You could say giving is a heart condition. Now, we're not getting into the topic of tithing, but merely show how giving originated with God and still continues today. And for time's sake, we're not going to read all these verses, but just go through them. But in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 10, God gave people a land. In Deuteronomy 23, 14, God gave his people protection. Jeremiah 5, 24, God gave the rains and the seasons. 1 Samuel 2, 10, God gives strength to his anointed. 1 Samuel 17, 46, God gives victory. In Psalm 29, 11, God gives strength and peace. 1 Timothy 6, 17, the Lord gives provisions. Psalm 119, 169, God grants understanding. James 1, 5, God gives wisdom. 1 Timothy 6, 13, God gave life to all the world. Now there's many more we can look at, but again, for time's sake, we'll stop there. But the last one, John 3:16, God gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God also gives forgiveness. 1 John 1, 9, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God also gives redemption. Ephesians 1, 7, in him we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. God also gave us his Spirit. Acts 2:38, Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Each one of these things we looked at are possible because God gave his only begotten Son, and his Son gave of his body and his blood on the cross. Matthew 26, starting in verse 26, Jesus here, while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken the cup, he gave thanks and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins." As Brother Rick shared this morning about Thanksgiving, this time that we come here this morning is a time for us to give thanks, is a time for us to reflect upon God's sacrifice that he gave for us. Think about all the things that God has given to us, but most importantly, our forgiveness that we have, that Christ gave his body and his blood on the cross for us. And at this time, let us reflect, refocus on him, what matters most, clear everything else out of the way, and come before him with pure hearts and pure minds and give God back what he deserves, just us, and that's it. Our Father, please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. Just please, Lord God, help us at this time to partake of these emblems in a worthy manner, Lord. Help us to just come to you with pure hearts and pure minds, Lord, just to block out everything else in the world, Lord, that distracts us, but focus on your perfect Son, Lord, that died on that cross for us, that became sin on our behalf, Lord, that paid the debt that was so heavy, Lord, that a lifetime of lifetimes wouldn't pay for, that just please, Lord, help us this day, help the Lord, that everything that is said and done will be pleasing to your name, Lord, and we just thank you, God, so much for everything you have given to us. But most of all, Lord God, we thank you so much for your Son. In Jesus' name.